This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1611. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 5th, the end of Radio Canada International. Also, Argentina, Asia, Australia, Belarus, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Costa Rica, Cuba, Finland, Greece, Israel, Libya, Madagascar, Malaysia, Micronesia, Morocco, Myanmar, Netherlands, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Russia, Spain, Sudan, Tunisia, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Shortwave transmitter in Argentina, Radio Nacional on 6060. It's putting out lots of spurs, most recently noted by Moises Knochen in neighboring Uruguay. He says he was hearing the spurs down to 5500 kilohertz and sometimes around 12 megahertz. And in fact, the second harmonic, 12120, is sometimes received with a better signal and even better audio than the fundamental. This is according to posts in the Condish list. Also, from much further away in Bahia, Brazil, Jorge Freitas tells us he was hearing RAI, which is from the same General Pacheco transmitter site in Argentina, on 15655, around 2200 UT, with IDs in various languages. This is the transmitter on 15345, where modulation was almost inaudible. And the spur was ranging from 15652 to 15669. Asia Non. Each month, Radio Free Asia issues a new QSL card design to keep those reception reports coming in. I suspect mostly from DXers elsewhere, since listening to RFA in its target countries is, shall we say, discouraged. Via Yumber Gaviria, a notice from RFA about their April QSL cards. They're starting a series recognizing the IBB relay sites used by RFA, namely Biblis, Germany, Iranavilla, Sri Lanka, Kuwait, Lampertheim, Germany, Saipan, and Tinian in the Northern Mariana Islands. And the first one is Tinian, an aerial view of their antenna field showing the transmitter building and even the other island Saipan in the distance. This is the 45th QSL design of Radio Free Asia. You can report online or read more about it at www.rfa.org. As I may have mentioned, Radio Australia was going to start regular DRM broadcasts April 1st, including on exactly 19 megahertz between 01 and 03 UT, which might make it to North America. But since then, I have not been hearing any sign of DRM on that or the other scheduled frequencies, nor has anyone else, even those who have DRM receivers. And here's the information from John Westland, head of distribution at Radio Australia, via Ian Johnson on the ARDXC list. We're stuck. Some unforeseen delays in establishing the DRM schedule from Shepparton. We hope to see it very soon. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports Radio Belarus with English programming on 7255 until switching to Russian at 2200 UT, audio somewhat muffled, and occasionally mixing with Nigeria, which was intermittently on and off the air from the same frequency. Parallel for Belarus is 11730, heard March 29th, with poor to fair reception. In Cumbradix, Bob Wilkner in Florida says Radio Lipes in Ujuni, Bolivia, had not been heard for over a month, but was heard again March 29th at 1010 UT on 4795.87. There were deep fades with music. Actually, it was heard from 0930 to 1025. He says it seems to be on only in the local mornings, as not heard between 23 and 01 UT. On RNZI mailbox, Brian Clark's DX report from New Zealand said Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, was being heard on an extended schedule, at least on UT Sundays and Mondays, weekends only, on 6134.82. He was hearing nonstop music fading in circa 0400 with an ID until closing at 0608 one day and 0504 the next day. In Radio Scutus and on his own blog, Rudolf Grimm says that Radio Transmundial in Brazil has a new QSL card encouraging shortwave reports. They have three frequencies, approximately 5965, 9530, and 11735, and they do accept reports by email. Check out their website, www.transmundial.com.br. News emerged from Canada March 29th via Harold Sellers and Mike Terry about a budget cut for CBC of 10% over the next 3 years, amounting to $115 megadollars, but no specific details at that time. We, of course, became apprehensive that it might impact negatively Radio Canada International, and it certainly did. That news followed on April 4th. Mike Parajo forwards a notice from the CBC website itself. In line with plans to modernize the public broadcaster, as outlined in Strategy 2015, RCI will undergo a transformation that amounts to phasing out its shortwave and satellite services so it can focus on webcasting. This will account for almost $10 million in annual savings for CBC Radio-Canada by 2013-14. RCI's transformation is consistent with currently shifting media consumption behaviors, as well as strategies adopted by other public broadcasters. I interject, thanks a lot, BBC, for setting such a great example. Of course, there's been lots more coverage of this in comments by shortwave listeners. Via NASWA, Mark Cody found this on the RCI website itself. Due to severe cuts to the CBC, RCI is cutting 2 out of every 3 jobs and is eliminating shortwave and satellite broadcasting. The Sackville transmitter plant is to be closed, which will affect the CBC Northern Quebec shortwave service, as well as a number of international broadcasters who rely on Sackville for a reliable signal into North America. Those, of course, include everything from anti-communist Radio Republica to communist China Radio International and Voice of Vietnam, as well as Vatican Radio, KBS World Radio from South Korea, and Radio Japan. Steve Luce in Texas comments, NHK would get a double whammy, as it also uses Bonaire, which is closing in October. Decisions on the need for or importance of shortwave to the Americas from Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam will need to be made soon. There still will be French Guiana as a possible relay site, which has lots of time available off after the cuts by Radio France International. Then we found some more detail on the RCI website. Spending cuts in the latest federal budget have reached RCI. Speaking to employees at HQ in Montreal on April 4th, RCI Director Hélène Parent declared that 2 out of 3 RCI employees, about 40 people, will lose their jobs by the end of July. RCI's Russian and Portuguese sections will be closed, along with the English and French language newsrooms. All shortwave broadcasts will cease as well. RCI will continue to exist solely on the Internet in 5 languages, English, French, Arabic, Spanish, and Mandarin. Read much more about this in the next DX Listening Digest, number 12-14, via worldofradio.org. Soon we won't have Sackville to kick around anymore. Last week I mentioned that RCI was colliding with Tunisia since they moved on to 17735. Making a heterodyne, I assume that Tunisia was the one-off frequency, but Wolfgang Büschel has been checking that out at 2000 UT and find that it's Tunisia on frequency and Sackville, which is way off, at 17734.863. He found that Tunisia went off at 2008 UT. The Radio Exterior, the España transmitters, both in Spain and Costa Rica, have their problems. April 1st, before 2000 UT, the very strong signal from Costa Rica on 17850 was putting out lots of spurs, which I traced at multiples of somewhere between 13.7 and 13.8 kilohertz, each side of that frequency, 8 of them, in fact, up as far as 17905.3 and down as far as 17794.6. We were monitoring Radio Havana Cuba on April 1st as they were starting their new schedule a week later than everyone else, which ought to have given them a chance to avoid collisions since they refused to participate in advance frequency planning with HFCC. Among the new frequencies, 11860 has replaced 11840 in the mornings, but not in the evenings. I'm referring to the Spanish broadcasts. And since Cuba also went on daylight shifting April 1st, their Spanish programming moved one UT hour earlier, as well as two of their English broadcasts, which I'll get to later. The new frequency on the 19-meter band is 15340, replacing 15380. So long to HCJB Australia broadcasting to South Asia at the same time on the same frequency. It seems it's not enough for RHC to be blocking HCJB's only frequency from Ecuador in the evening, 6050. We discovered the new frequencies even before they got around to updating their own website. They're also moving into the 16-meter band as appropriate for the summer season. 17580 is in use in the mornings, as well as 17730. In the afternoons and evenings, 17705, and to Europe, 17750. The English broadcast at 20 UT has moved an hour earlier to 19, still on 11760. And the one on the tropical band at midnight UT has moved to 23 on 5040. 17750 starts at 19:30, but it's a rather bad choice by Arne Coro, since for a long time there's been a DRM transmission between 20 and 21 by the Disco Palace via French Guiana aimed at North America, so it's only 5 kilohertz away, causing mutual interference. Perhaps one or the other will find it necessary to move. Another new RHC frequency in the mornings is 9550. Actually, they've used it before, but not in the previous season, and new frequencies mean new spurs. Steve in the NASA group was hearing RHC on 10150, which I explain as follows. It's a leapfrog of 9550 over 9850, another 300 kilohertz higher, possible when both of them are on the air between 11 and 13 UT. In communication of the British TX Club, Alan Pennington reminds us of the dates for monthly broadcasts from the low-power Finnish station Scandinavian Weekend Radio. They're on Friday, starting at 21 UT and lasting 24 hours, April 6th, May 4th, June 1st, and their additional Midnight Sun radio broadcast on June 22nd. For frequency details on 25 and 49 meters, see www.swradio.net. John Babas, Wolfgang Büschel, and several of us have been trying to put together the correct shortwave schedule for Voice of Greece. Finally, on April 4th, John Babas received the official schedule from Natasha Vissarionos at the station. All in Greek, of course, now. I'll mention some of the target areas. Many of the broadcasts overlap, and some of them end about 10 minutes before the hour specified. To Europe, all the way from 14 until 02 UT on 9420, but parts of this are also designated for Tashkent, the Atlantic Ocean, and North America. Additionally, at 19 to 24, 15630, and midnight to 02, 7475, designated for Europe. For North America specifically, at 23 to midnight, 9420 and 15630, and midnight to 03, 9420 and 7475. However, we're not hearing them after 0200 on any of those frequencies. That may be a typo. The Israeli Defense Forces station, Galei Tzahal, has been using 15785 recently, but it seems they need to move in order to avoid co- or adjacent channel interference, at least in their mornings. China Radio International happens to be on the same frequency. It's supposedly only 5 kilowatts. Brian Clark in New Zealand, incredibly, said he was hearing it atop the Chinese signal at 0500 UT. But in Europe and North America, that's certainly not the case. Donny Rosenzweig has been trying to get this straightened out by contacting Galei Tzahal. Previously, Galitzaha was in the USB mode, but lately Mauno Ritola and Finnan and I have been hearing it back in regular AM. Yes, I was able to hear it just barely, April 4th at 1754. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1611. Your contributions, always welcome. Thanks this week to Larry Cunningham, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check or money order in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania keeps an ear on 11600 for the only shortwave broadcast from Libya, the one in French scheduled roughly 16 to 18 UT. He says he did hear it on March 31st at 1700 until off at 1810. French talk, ID, and light music, poor to fair, weak modulation at times, and other times only dead air. It's irregular. The last time he had heard it before March 31st, despite many checks, was March 22nd. How many Lutherans are there in Madagascar? Who knows, but there are millions of potential Lutherans, which might explain a very obscure broadcast which has just changed schedule. It's carried by the Radio Netherlands Madagascar relay site on their 50-kilowatt transmitter. It's in the Malagasy language, Fiangonana Luterana. It had been, for a long time, at 1630 to 1655, on 3215, but DX Remix News Bulgaria says it has now moved to 6155 at 1700 to 1725, thus assuring that we will never hear it in North America. It seems Malaysia is always changing its shortwave schedules. Updating what we had last week, Ron Howard in California reports about 7295. As Dan Sheedy and Seichi Hasegawa have been observing, this was signing on about 1500 UT instead of running 24 hours and then running either Trax FM or Salam FM programming. However, on April 1st, they changed back to apparently a 24-hour schedule since they were on the air at 1244 to 1311 playing pop songs with Trax FM IDs, news at 1300, adjacent interference, erratic scheduling. Then on April 2nd, Ron Howard says, he heard them at 1218 with a YLDJ in English, with pop songs, so are they really back to their former 24-hour schedule? In case it's more convenient or propagating better, note that the Cross Micronesia sometimes stays on the air much later than their nominal schedule. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was hearing 4755.4. April 2nd at 1233 in English with motivational messages and songs, but it suddenly went off at 1240 at the end of a song. Also, Steve Lair in Michigan says they were running late, again on April 5th, several checks heard up to at least 1208 UT, but not getting very good audio due mostly to noise. As we mentioned last week, Morocco began the first few days of the A12 season, alternating two off frequencies instead of staying on one off frequency, 15341 and 15345. However, as of March 31st, they'd gone back to what they'd been using before, 15349.12 approximately at all times. We hear them from 1300 past 2000 UT. So woe betide any station trying to use 15350. All those new frequencies from Myanmar, notably 7110, have been very hard to pin down. Where are they really coming from? Alan Davies found a shortwave transmitter site via Google Earth imagery as of February this year, about 8 kilometers east of the town center of a place called Pien U Luin. I spell P-Y-I-N-U-L-W-I-N, although there are other ways to spell it. But the details of this are still very murky, and I suggest you read all about it in the new DX Listening Digest number 12-14. From DX Actuel, Hans-Joachim Brustmann, via Achim Bruckner Facebook, via Mike Terry. Dutch station Transport Radio is broadcasting via Vechthachtel, Germany 6095 from 10:01 to 14 UT, April 17th to 21st. Daily broadcasts from the Amsterdam Motor Show. And they want reception reports to be confirmed by QSL card, studio at transportradio.nl. Kai Ludwig comments, they used to lease slots on 1395 kHz in the Netherlands until it was shut down. It's no surprise they're now trying shortwave from Vechthachtel. The outcome could be kind of a replacement service for Radio Netherlands, since in the previous summers, Monday to Friday at 08 to 10, RN had a program for truckers called Onderweg, our guess means underway. Live broadcasts from the fair at Amsterdam used to be a regular practice of Radio Netherlands. From Radio Pakistan's official A12 schedule via Abid Hussein Sajid in Pakistan, we see that the English news at 17 to 1710 UT to Europe, which is just specified as part of their Urdu service, is on 11575, but the second frequency, contrary to what we thought last week, is 15700. In Australian DX News, John O'Wright comments on Papua New Guinea. Say a station is supposed to have 2 kilowatts. Over the years, these stations have deteriorating antenna systems and power to the areas is sporadic. It's not like when they first achieved independence in the 70s. Australia gave them resources and money and had people doing regular maintenance on transmitter aerials, mostly from the old Department of Civil Aviation. These days, things are not good in the capital, as I have first-hand experience. Robberies, violent crimes from those known as rascals. As usual in the A seasons, Radio PMR Pridnestrovia has reactivated on 9665, the same site later relaying Voice of Russia into North America. The Pridnestrovia transmissions are Monday through Friday only, with English at 18:30, 20:30, and 22:30. According to Dmitry Kutuzov in Deneb Radio DX via Rus DX. Although, if it's the same as before, I suspect the 22:30 broadcast would be on UT Sunday through Thursday. Ian Baxter of Shortwave Site says, oh no. The Google Earth folk have updated some of their imagery within the past 24 hours about the Galbeni site in Romania. It's undergone some changes in their shortwave antenna field. Between August 2010 and March 2011, some antennas and masts were removed, including some of the southern and northeast curtain arrays. Ken Fletcher points out to the British DX Club the new Voice of Russia schedule on their website in English by target area. To the Western Hemisphere, it can be summed up as follows by merging overlapping transmissions. 22:02 on 9800, 02:04 on 15425, 23:04 on 9665, and 04:06 on 13775. And that's it. The broadcasts to Latin America are really on the same antenna beam as the ones for North America. Remember the good old days when Radio Moscow was on maybe 20 frequencies at once? And note that the lower frequencies on 9 MHz are from Europe, while the higher frequencies on 15 and 13 are from Far East Russia. Earlier, I mentioned hearing 8 spurs coming out of one transmitter of Spain in Costa Rica, and their transmitters in Spain may have the same problem, but they're not so strong here, so here's one where I only heard 2 spurs, the one on 17755. Even after the DRM started from French Guiana, I could hear the spurs from Spain on the sides around 17746 and 17764. That was April 1st, around 1959 UT. I have confirmed the correct A12 frequencies actually being used for Spain's weekly Sephardic service, a half an hour, Mondays at 1425 to the Mideast, still on 15385. But no longer with Havana next to it. For South America, UT Tuesday at 0115 on 11795, once again in the clear, no longer colliding with Brazil on 11780, and heard quite well in North America. And the final repeat at 0415 to North America is on 9690, not the alternately registered 9650. The Costa Rican relay until 06UT in Spanish is supposed to be on 9675 this season, and it usually is. However, on April 4th, it was on 9630 instead. Small World Department in Cumbre-DX, Wendell Craighead in Kansas, reports getting a QSL for Miraya FM, the Sudanese target service currently broadcast via Ukraine. The e-letter came from Dorji Wangchuk, broadcast engineer with the United Nations mission in South Sudan. With a name like that, he must be Bhutanese. And in fact, he is the same person who in 2008 verified Wendell's report for Bhutan Broadcasting Service. Reports to his personal email address are okay for QSL, dwangk@gmail.com. I am pleased to confirm that Jim Hightower's two-minute political commentaries have reappeared on AFN via the Florida transmitters. I've heard them three nights in a row at 0544 UT, probably UT Monday through Friday, on 12133.5, 7811, and 5446.5 USB. Although it's not always propagating well so early, I've confirmed that Vatican Radio again has an English broadcast at 1200 UT, relayed via Canada on 13730. It lasts only a quarter hour, although you couldn't be sure from Vatican's schedule, as they never specify the duration of any broadcast. It's actually aimed to Caribbean and Central America. On the Internet radio listserv, John Filiozzi in New York comments about Venezuela. El Presidente is bankrupting the country with his cancer surgeries. One of these days he won't be coming home. Not a wish, just an observation. And the white elephant transmitters he's building, or so I've heard, will either never get switched on or will quickly be dismantled and sold to a broadcaster with money, such as a religious broadcaster. 9780 is a frequency to keep an ear on for Arabic to confirm whether Yemen is really active again on the frequency. Theo Donnelly in BC reports to ODXA. UT Sunday, he was hearing Arabic music around 0245, presumably Yemen, a poor but readable signal. The listed sign on time, however, is 0300 in the handbook, but they could be on 24 hours. Here's a mystery I monitored April 3rd from 1250 until off at 1259 on 15620, an unknown language mentioning more than once awradventistsarawak.org. There is such a website, but nothing about any such broadcasts, and nothing on the AWR schedules to account for it. Maybe it's KSTA Guam, or the temporary relay from Sri Lanka. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 2nd. ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, except for a peak to 15 and 4 on April 13th. 10.7 centimeter radio flux peaking at 130, April 5th to 8th, and dropping down to 100 after April 12th. And that's World of Radio, number 1611. Glenn Hauser, hope you've enjoyed the show and will hear me again next week.